This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
One eight seven seven Doc Dahlia. So, how many of you have been told by your doctor that you could drink, and actually urged to drink? I have caught, right, some students and residents out there say we recommend 1 to 2 glasses a day. No, we don't. We've never recommended that you go and drink. Now, some cardiologists have. Patients came back to me and said, yeah, the heart doctor said to drink wine every night. I was like, really? Like, yep. Yeah. I was like, really? He told you to go and drink wine? Yep. And I'm like, well, I mean, here's the thing. Yes, it works for the Italians. It works for the French. Everything just seems to work for the French and the Italians, don't they? It just does, you know? They're blessed. But maybe it works because there's other things going on. In America, if you end up getting cancer from alcohol, we get sued. So I can't tell you to go and drink. If you're currently a drinker, I may tell you to limit it to no more than 1 a night for a woman, 2 a night for a guy. But I'm not going to tell you to go and drink. Well, now we have a study, it's a pretty comprehensive one, saying there is no safe level of alcohol consumption. Drinking alcohol, even in moderation, is more harmful than previously thought. The comprehensive study, which analyzed information from millions of people in nearly 200 countries, found that alcohol is tied to nearly 3 million deaths globally each year, and 1 in 10 deaths linked to alcohol use among people aged 15 to 49. They say any protective health effects of alcohol were offset by the drink's risk. There's strong links between alcohol and cancer, plus strong risk between alcohol and car accidents, and what a lot of people don't talk about is risk between alcohol and your other medication. They say the widely held view of the health benefits of alcohol needs revising. The researchers wrote in their paper, they say our results show that the safest level of drinking is none. Now, most health guidelines talk about moderate drinking, about a drink a day for women or 2 for men. But here's my problem. If you tell me, yep, I drink wine every night. I drink a glass of wine every night. Okay, just 1 glass? Yep, just 1 glass. Can I believe you? See, here's the thing. One is, how big is that glass? Is it, you know, a little baby glass, right, where it's like 4 ounces? Or is it one of those big goblets? Number 2, I'm really big on leftovers. And so if we open up a bottle of wine, I'm going to, like, put it in the fridge. I don't care if it doesn't taste that good the next day. However, the average person will finish the bottle of wine. They'll say, we got to finish the bottle. Because they don't want to throw out a half a bottle of wine. So I need to take into account that you might be not wanting to waste some good wine. So are you really going to stop at a glass? And then, if it's your nightly ritual to have alcohol at night, are you really just keeping it to the 4 ounces? Probably not. So if somebody drinks on a regular basis, they probably are starting to drink excessively. I want to say the majority, not everybody. I know some of you will actually, you know, use bartender tools and, You know, that you go to bartender school, even though bartending, we just mix. We just do it by, you know, feel. But you probably do, you know, there may be a couple of you out there measuring the exact amount down to the milliliter, but the average person, no. They pour and they do. So, they say it's difficult to estimate the risk for a person who drinks fairly infrequently. So, like, what if you have, like, one drink every couple weeks? So you guys go for happy hour. Or it's a birthday. Or Christmas. So, the findings apply more to people who have one drink a day, who religiously have their drink. They say, though, somebody who never drinks is probably better off. So, the study analyzed information from nearly 700 previous studies to estimate how common drinking alcohol was worldwide. They examined close to another 600 studies, including a total of 28 million people, to investigate the health risks tied to alcohol. And the researchers found that globally, about 1 in 3 people drink alcohol, which is equivalent to 2.4 billion people worldwide, including 25% of women and 39% of men. And drinking alcohol was the 7th leading risk factor for early death back in 2016, accounting for nearly 2% of deaths in women, 7% of deaths in men. Now, if you are young, between the ages of 15 to 49, alcohol consumption was tied to 4% of deaths for women and 12% for men in 2016. Now, what is alcohol good for? Well, it's good for cleaning. Alcohol kills germs. Okay? It's very interesting. We'd always, like, you know, we used to give kids a little brandy, a little schnapps, and that would help them with their cold. I think it was the alcohol. I do. Plus, it helps suppress the cough mechanism. But alcohol has shown some protection against ischemic heart disease. However, when I was in training and I had asked cardiologists, when do we get to start telling people that they could drink, you know, they could drink to protect their hearts, I kept saying, no, we can't yet. Because it might only help some people. It might not help everybody. There's also liver disease. The cancer. Mixing alcohol with medications. So the more you drink, the worse it is. Now, what if we decide to get healthy? How easy is it to stop drinking? Dr. Humphrey, study author, says this study confirms that alcohol is one of the world's leading causes of disability, disease, and death. Well, you can't stop alcohol right away. If you drink every night, you stop alcohol, that could be pretty dangerous. You could seize if you're a heavy drinker. So I suggest slowly cutting back when you can, and, you know, try to swap for water when you can. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Mariah writes, why isn't anybody doing anything about the e-cig epidemic? Okay, I have kids, and my kids tell me that they see everybody vape. Okay, vaping is huge. We know that. It's, I think, becoming a much bigger problem than the media is discussing, and the media is addressing. And so when I received Mariah's Facebook message on how, why aren't we doing anything about it, that was, It kind of wanted me to say a few things on air today. I think what's happening with this whole Juul epidemic or vaping and e-cig epidemic is we want to choose our own anthem, or we, in the media, or in government, or in society, we want to come up with a cause and then back it up and buttress it at all costs. And so this drive or this march to end smoking has been a very robust one and fairly successful. And I congratulate, you know, the people who, you know, did as much as they could do, right? In terms of, you know, getting people, you know, off smoking. You know, we have Tar Wars, talking to kids, the NAFP, you know, goes to schools and talks to kids about, you know, smoking cessation. And we've done so much with tobacco, you know, and I brought up, okay, well, you know, we need to start talking about vaping and all that. And you know, people agree, but, and there are programs. The FDA is getting more and more involved, but you're not hearing about it like you're hearing about everything else. And the reason why is the more the media dives into it, the more it could upset the previous cause or the previous march. And society needs any movement that it decides to, you know, wrap the country around to succeed. If a movement a year or two later gets knocked down to size because of some other problem, and then that gets knocked down to size from another problem, then who's going to get behind the next movement? This is something that society does inadvertently and sometimes consciously and very manipulatively. So our mantra or our goal, our speech to fight smoking and to end cigarette use, right, has been a successful one. But as we've stopped smoking, as we've, you know, made progress in that, we've given rise to an obesity epidemic. And we've given rise to a vaping epidemic. And some will say, although I'm not 100% convinced, that it helped give rise to the opioid epidemic. Now, if word got out, I mean, I say it, but, you know, not everybody listens to the show. Big shock there. But if word got out that we possibly caused harm with this big smoking anti-smoking movement, that could be really detrimental for the next movement if we were to have one. And so society wants to know that when they pull together, it's going to be a success because they want to, people are attracted to success. And so in order for us to curb this vaping epidemic, we are going to have to go after the vaping companies like we did with the tobacco companies. Now, you can't stop science. And science is finding, whoa. These vaping, these vapors may be a risk for cancer. These vapors may be damaging the lungs. There's a problem here. And I believe there are some scientists out there saying there's a chance that vaping could be more dangerous than smoking. And you want to know what? If somebody did come out with that and say vaping is more dangerous than smoking, I might start to change my mind about it and go, whoa, I think smoking tobacco is one of the deadliest things for the lungs. But I would be naive to think that a chemical being exposed to your very delicate lung lining, can't do even more damage than tobacco. And if a heated coil element that's leaking metal into a vapor mixed with all these weird chemicals and formaldehyde and food flavorings are being exposed to your lungs, and somebody says, yeah, it actually turns the cell quicker to cancer than tobacco does, I would believe it if it was proven in a lab. I'd believe it. So if that got out, that would be really, really dangerous for the anti-smoking movement. This is why in society we got to be really, really careful about this all-or-nothing approach. We've done a damn good job making smokers feel uncomfortable smoking in public places because we don't want the secondhand smoke and the cancer. Do I think it's fair? No, because I think a lot of our smokers are veterans. You know, people who, you know, smoked while on duty, that helped them get through, and all of a sudden we're expecting them to, you know, be able to stop all of a sudden. We're expecting them to pay quadruple for a pack of cigarettes. I mean, we've really kind of taken smokers and treated them like second-class citizens, and we've really discriminated against them. We make them pay more taxes. We make them go to segregated areas, but it's okay because, again, this movement, society can get behind. But what we've done to smokers is exactly what we don't want to do to any of our people. But our excuse is, well, they're hurting others. And that's why I've gone along with it. Let there be a smoking section in a restaurant. Keeps the smoke away from other people. Doesn't protect the workers, but... So because smoking hurts other people, we got away with it. We got away with the segregation and the discrimination and the taxation without representation. A lot of rhyming there. And vaping has allowed us to show our numbers and to show that our movement worked. Was it really us raising the taxes? Was it really us making you go into another room? No, it was the fact that there was something else that a lot of smokers could go to. They could go to vaping. So now all of a sudden we have a vaping epidemic, and parents are like, can you guys do something? Because I don't want my kids to start vaping and becoming addicted to nicotine. And society isn't being that quick. They're not really jumping on it because they could look bad. They still need to continue. Society won't stop until we could say we stopped smoking completely. Look how effective we were. So that's why we have such a delay. We should have nipped this vaping epidemic in the butt. We should have stopped it in its track immediately. And no, we didn't, because we wanted to show our progress with smoking cessation. See, nobody gives a damn that people technically quit smoking, but they're still addicted to nicotine on vapes. Because they can still make the headline, less people smoking cigarettes. Ooh, wow, good job. Yeah, well done. Yeah, we should do it the way you guys want to, where we have all these commercials and, you know, pictures and, you know, yeah. See, people want to push their own agenda. So it's going to take parents like you or I, the grandparents, to go, okay, we got to stop the vaping. The problem is, you know, what do our smokers who are addicted to nicotine do? Well, there's patches. There's other medication. And the thing is it's not really a smoker's fault. Boy, the smokers are getting smacked in the butt on both cheeks on this one. Because kids are, you know, the average adult is not worried about another adult vaping. They're worried about these kids vaping and becoming addicted to nicotine. So here's an adult who, let's say, served a few tours of Vietnam, right? Used cigarettes to get through, is addicted to nicotine, is off cigarettes and tobacco, is now vaping, and now he may not be able to get his nicotine hits because of all the stupid stuff teenagers are doing. That really stinks. I feel bad for the smokers because they're not doing it to be bad people. They smoke. They got addicted to nicotine. And now we are giving rise to a whole new generation of kids who are addicted to nicotine. It's our fault. So we need to, you know, show some cojones and say, look, okay, we might have done this. So now let's fix this new problem. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Pope Francis arrived in Ireland this morning for the first papal visit since Pope John Paul II visited in 1979. Irish President Michael Higgins received Pope Francis at the presidential residence in Dublin. The Pope is expected to meet protests and outrage after Ireland was rocked by scandals exposing how the Church allowed decades of sexual and physical abuse of children. Francis is expected to meet with victims of abuse during his visit. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar hosted the Pope in Dublin Castle Saturday and said he hoped the Pope's visit would open a new chapter in the relationship between church and state in his country. The Prime Minister outlined the scandals that continue to haunt Catholics in his country and beyond.
Magdalene laundries, mother and baby homes, industrial schools, illegal adoptions, and clerical child abuse are stains on our state, our society, and also the church.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to be hearing about, oh, you're going to love this one. You guys are going to be hearing about an STD that is eating away genitals. Did you guys hear about this a few days ago? I had a doctor's appointment, so I had to be off yesterday. And we have to play a replay, and I wanted to talk about this, but I did write an article for my website on this. Where, I'm fine. The doctor had a surgery, so she couldn't see me. I just had to, you know, redo my blood work and make sure everything is good. See, I go to the doctor, too. But apparently there's a report that genital rotting is occurring with an STD that's out there. This is not a new STD. I learned about this in medical school. And do we really need to use the term rotting? Well, actually, yeah, that really wasn't that far-fetched. Now, this STD is called donovanosis. Now, many of you have not heard of that because it's only been called donovanosis relatively recently. Its medical term is granuloma inguinal. Now, that I remember hearing about. I remember learning about that in medical school. So that's nothing new, which means it's at least been around for 20, 30, 40 years. So, but the big problem is the reason why it's been making news, there's a few people in the UK, the British, who have the who have been afflicted by it. Now, no, I am not going to make fun of the British. Okay, here's the thing. Can I just, before we go into the story, let me clarify my issues with the British, okay? All right. First, I have family from Britain. But I think the reason why I give the British such a hard time is I don't think I'm really over the whole taxation without representation thing. I don't think I'm still over the 1700s. And trust me, the British are nice. England's nice. London's nice. But I'm still sore, and I think the reason why I'm still sore is because the British do things that kind of make us Americans mad. Like, first, they speak perfect grammar. I don't trust anybody that speaks grammar perfectly. Speak like we do. Okay? Second is they're just really into tea, and I just don't get tea. But the reason why the hair on the back of my neck is standing up is because I think the British are going to attack us again. No, listen, hear me out. I think the British are going to attack us because I don't think all British people are over the War of Independence either. And we rub it in their faces every July 4th. You think British people are happy about that? Plus, we make fun of the British all the time. We shouldn't be. They're good folk. But we make fun of them because we can't. Nobody yells at us for being discriminatory. And so I wouldn't be surprised that the British are going to want to invade us again. And I think I know how they're going to do it. There's a roundabout by my house. Remember I told you how much I hated roundabouts? You know, my husband was like, what is your problem with the roundabouts? And I didn't know why. I was like, why can I not get over the bloody roundabout? It's a pretty roundabout by my neck of the woods. Why? And I figured it out. The reason why I don't like the roundabouts is because I feel like if the British were going to attack, they would ambush us on a roundabout. So the British aren't implanting roundabouts, making us Americans put roundabouts. Roundabouts are where you don't have a four-way stop sign. It's where anybody without rhyme or reason can go into the circle, drive around the circle, and then exit the circle. But if you don't switch the lane right, a lot of mayhem could happen. And sometimes you might get stuck on the circle. That's how the British are going to get us. They will attack us while we're stuck on a roundabout. And since I'm seeing roundabouts popped over the... I know. I thought it was a pretty smart theory, too. I just think that's what's going to happen, guys. Listen, you can love your British neighbor, but I think the country as a whole is priming for an invasion. That's just what I think. You know, I mean, we'll still help them with this general rotting STD thing. They are our allies. But did anybody ever really get over the War of Independence? No. I don't think so. So, I don't know. It's a theory. Okay, well, let's go back to this. So, I know, I thought maybe I really should run for public office. I really know my stuff. I like the British. I give them a hard time. They're good. Good folk. All right, so, the donovanosis, or granuloma inguinal, the genital rotting STD, is caused by a bacteria called Klebsiella granulomatosis. But this sort of bacteria is found usually in tropical and subtropical climates, like India, Africa, Australia. And so we only really see in America about 100 cases each year. I mean, to me, that's 100 cases too many, but we get about 100 cases a year. In the UK, they've had a few that have popped up, and that's been concerning. Men are affected twice as often as women. But I think one of the latest cases in the UK was a woman. It is transmitted through sexual intercourse, anal intercourse, even oral. And so it's a bacteria. Now, the CDC says symptoms can occur 1 to 12 weeks after infection. Now, get this. I saw a site where an incubation period could be 360 days. Well, that's almost a year, which means you could contract the bacteria, possibly spread it, before you even have symptoms. It's a clever bugger. And the infection begins with these relatively painless little nodules. Then they start to break down into shallow, sharply demarcated ulcers. Then they get this beefy, red, friable base of granulation tissue or scar tissue. And they can occur anywhere on the skin, genitalia, perineal areas, spread to the abdomen, thighs. And then on top of that, you can get a secondary bacterial infection. Plus, it can coexist with other sexually transmitted diseases. Now, if you guys look at my article on my website, you see something called Donovan bodies. So my guess is Donovan was the scientist that figured out these Donovan bodies or whatever, so he was able to call it Donovanosis. I think one day I will have a disease named after, it'll be like a Dahlia-itis. I think we'll do that. I'm just tired of being, you know, so prevalent in the scientific community and having all these cool theories, you know, like the British invading, and, you know, not getting any credit for it. So I'm gonna name something after me. I have to. But if you look at these little Donovan bodies, they are so cute. You look histologically at this under a microscope, and you see the bacteria engulfed by a macrophage, an immune cell, and they are so cute, and they're called little Donovan bodies. Ah, so cute. All right, here's the problem, though. Not only can your infected Donovanosis lesion or granuloma inguinal get infected by another bacteria, it could also turn cancerous. There was one case where somebody got squamous cell carcinoma. So there's four different types. The ulcerogranulomatosis, where it makes an ulcer. The other, the hypertrophic or varicose ulcer, where it kind of looks wart-like, sometimes dry. The necrotic one, where it actually kills tissue, starts to infect and smell. And then you have the dry sclerotic or cicatrical lesion where you got this fibrous and scar tissue. Now, good news is we can knock the sucker out with antibiotics. And it's a similar antibiotic to what we use with chlamydia and gonorrhea. The only thing is you got to take it daily, or you have to take it for like 3 weeks. You take azithromycin, which is 1 gram orally once per week, or 500 milligrams daily for at least 3 weeks, until all lesions have completely healed. If that doesn't work, we could also use doxycycline. We could also use a variety of other ones. My only problem with this sucker is, you know, are we going to start giving rise to antibiotic resistance? Because azithromycin is a very common bug. Or azithromycin is a very common antibiotic used. And if we already have gonorrhea resistance to azithromycin, we could have Donovanosis resistance. But it's actually granuloma inguinal. All right, when we come back, our pap smears going away and how somebody became paralyzed because she was sucking air from a balloon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Fox News reports that a 24-year-old woman in the UK is warning others about the potential dangers of sucking on balloons for a high. Why? She's been left paralyzed. Olivia Golding claims she inhaled 15 balloons with nitrous oxide while at a festival, and her issues started with pins and needles sensation down her back. Very interesting. Those kinds of... It kind of sounds like the same symptoms Travis Frederick had from the Cowboys in terms of him having Guillain-Barré. So in a Facebook post accompanying a short video of Golding inhaling the contents of a balloon, she said that her nervous system had been damaged and she has no feeling in her body from her calves to her shoulders and has lost use of her hands. The doctor is now trying to reverse this. She says, but I wanted to make everyone aware that the 20-second high off of that one balloon could cause you weeks in the hospital teaching yourself how to walk properly again. So devastating. According to the National Health Service, when administered properly, nitrous oxide has several legitimate uses. We use nitrous oxide in many dental procedures. Laughing gas makes you feel euphoric, relaxed. Other people may hallucinate. But people will die if they lose oxygen to their body, or if you consume it in an enclosed space, and you could affect multiple parts of your body if it's not enough to kill you. In the UK, it is illegal to supply or import nitrous oxide for human consumption. So the damage that she sustained was something called Lichthyme's disease. The disease, she says, caused different parts of her body to shut down, leaving her unable to walk and feel my body from the chest down, giving me limited use of my hands without them closing in or shaking. She can't move without someone assisting her. And she says she's on a ward with elderly people with nerve damage, and I know I really shouldn't be here. And her doctors have urged her to get the word out about the dangers of nitrous oxide. Most people think it won't happen to me, but it does. And it happened to her. So scary stuff. I mean, I used to like sucking on balloons, like helium balloons, and go, hi, my name is Don. You know, I like, you know, changing my voice. Don't be doing that. It's chemical. The kissing bug insect. The kissing bug. All right. That has infected 300,000 people in the United States. It could kill. We've talked about Chagas disease. Chagas disease is caused by a parasite called Trypanosoma cruzi. T. cruzi. And this, we actually screen blood for Chagas disease. And it has infected about 300,000 people in the U.S., causes chronic heart disease, and about one-third of those infected. And it lives in the gut of insects that transmit the disease, known as the kissing bug. And these kissing bugs like to bite people's faces near their mouths, even though the disease is not actually spread through the bite. Infection occurs when feces of the infected bug gets into, and there we go. Just lost the article. Oh, are you kidding me? Okay, this is what really ticks me off, where I lose my, how did that happen? All right, yeah, something about Scotland. So anyway, feces gets into the, if you get exposed to the parasite through the feces. And so the Chagas disease is a pretty scary one. And so my recommendation to you guys is, don't get bit by the bugs. Hold on a second. This is coming up. I apologize. Okay, yeah. You know what? I am really getting sick of these ads that pop up. And I got to tell you guys, you know, if anybody has an ad and you're you know, going to be doing this to me, I'm going to talk about your product like it's a piece of crap product. Okay. By the way, the Chagas disease was first found in Brazil. They believe about 10 million people worldwide get it. So the feces gets laid by the bug, and you absorb it into your skin. And then it can unfortunately affect the heart, causing heart failure, stroke. You can even go into abnormal arrhythmias, even cardiac arrest if your heart does not like the rhythm it's in. 30% of those that get this can have serious conditions. But 60 to 70% of those infected do not get symptoms. That's why we call it the silent killer. So the American Heart Association says Chagas could become more common, and doctors in the U.S. and Europe need to focus more energy on preventing this. I guess the first few cases of Chagas came around in the 80s. Then sporadic cases have kind of popped up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So these toe-biting water bugs are affecting people in the Santa Monica Mountains. And the National Park Service has warned members of the public to watch out for these giant water bugs that bite humans. They are called toe biters, formerly known as Abetus herberti. And they are the biggest number of freshwater insects, and they could grow up to 4 inches long. Oh, my gosh, they're kind of creepy looking with these little balls. And I guess they're commonly found in North and South America, Australia, East Asia. They inhabit streams and ponds. And I guess in Southeast Asia, they are considered a delicacy. But these insects live in streams of the Santa Monica Mountains and can deliver very painful bites. Now, luckily, this bite, as opposed to chagas, is not very dangerous. But the sting could last for several hours. Well, they say, according to Newsweek, the creatures can play dead and release a smelly fluid from their anus before reawakening to attack. So they fart and then they attack. Now, to catch their prey, the insects lurk motionless in the water. When their meal walks past, they strike, they pierce and inject their food with saliva. Then they suck out and eat the remains. These are kind of nasty. They won't do that to our feet. They're going to try to bite our feet. So it's not like, you know, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. They'll bug you. So we'll talk more about their lifestyle and all sorts of other stuff. But honestly, just be aware that we got a lot of nature stuff going on, and they're not very, you know, happy that we're around. Another thing we're not happy that's still around is the pap smear. Well, pap smears may go away. They're now suggesting, according to the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that if you're between the ages of 30 and 65 and you're low risk, maybe you don't have to go for a pap smear and we could just do HPV virus testing. Up until now, we've been offering pap smears every 3 years or every 5 years if you do the HPV plus the pap smear. But now they're saying maybe you could just every 5 years do the HPV cancer test. Here's the problem. In order to do the testing for HPV, you still have to get a cervical sampling through the vagina. It's not like you could do a blood test for that. So we can't do a blood test for cervical cancer. So, I mean, if you're already having to have somebody go in there, they might as well pap you. But here's the kicker. You could do some at-home HPV tests. So a lot of women may opt for that, and they then go, good, now I don't have to be naked. I don't have to have an embarrassing procedure. I can get my swab, do it myself at home. The problem is if you do a swab incorrectly, and it says, well, it's negative because you didn't get the right area, then how do you know you really don't have HPV? My problem is when you come in for a pap smear, it's not just about the pap smear. We do a pelvic exam. We feel for ovarian cancer. We feel for masses in the uterus. We look for melanomas and skin cancer in the area. We do a breast exam. We talk to you about STIs and other sorts of symptoms. The average person going in for a pap smear gets other things also addressed. So telling people to do things at home every 5 years will save money. Will prevent a lot of people from needing to go to the doctor. But are you getting screened? The whole purpose of a pap smear is to screen, and we screen for a lot of stuff. We even screen for rectal cancer. When you're over 40, we do a rectal exam. Oh, goody. Well, yeah, but it's important. Something has to be done. We check for blood in the stool. So cervical cancer kills, what, I think 12,000? No, it kills 4,000 women each year, affects nearly 12,000. And sometimes you don't have any symptoms of cervical cancer. For others, they may bleed after sex. They may have pain. They may have pain with urination. They may have odor. So if I were you, I'd still get screened the old school way. But, yeah, there's another option out there if you want. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. Meta Hemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you. Every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.